You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another episode of RVA Loves Poetry. Your hosts for today will be Aiden and Caleb. Today, we'll be reading and discussing William Shakespeare's poem, Let Me Not, to the Marriage of True Minds. Let Me Not, to the Marriage of True Minds. Admit impediments. Love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark, that looks on tempest and is never shaken. It is a star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters, not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
Thank you for reading that poem for us, Aiden. So now can you please give us some historical background?
Sure thing, Caleb. So many believe that the mysterious young man for whom this and many other of Shakespeare's sonnets were written for was the Earl of Southampton, whose name was Henry Wriothesley. Wriothesley was Shakespeare's patron, and many of Shakespeare's works were dedicated to the young man. Now let us talk about the structure and form of this poem.
This poem is called an English sonnet,
or an Elizabethan poem.
This type of poem contains 14 lines separated into three quatrains, and ending with a rhyming couplet.
This poem is written in iambic pentameter, which means each line consists of 10 syllables.
So now that we've talked about the structure of the poem, let's talk about some literary devices we've seen in it. Caleb, can you give us some examples of the alliteration in this poem?
Yes, there's many examples of alliteration in this poem. For example, on line 1, where it says, "Let me not to the marriage of true minds," the example of alliteration would be marriage and minds.
And that kind of literary device is found all the way throughout the poem. In the second line, there's a great example of caesura, which is a break in between one line.
Admit impediments. Love is not love.
In that very first line, it is perhaps one of the most famous lines in the history of poetry, regardless of whether or not one recognizes them as belonging to Shakespeare.
Shakespeare also uses personification in his poem. For example, in line 9, "Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks." He gives love the attributes of a human, which are rosy lips and cheeks.
And the same thing on line 11, it says, "Love alters not with its brief hours and weeks."
So Aiden, how does this make this poem sound better?
It mainly seems like Shakespeare is just simply stating here that love does not change over time. Instead, it continues on even after the world has ended.
Absolutely. The last two lines of this poem are especially powerful.
It says, "If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved." What he's really trying to say here, I believe, is that if someone proves he is wrong about love, then he never wrote the following words, "and no man ever loved."
Yeah, he's adamant about this, and his tough words are what strengthen the sonnet itself.
So, Caleb, how did this poem make you feel?
This poem made me feel interesting.
Why did this poem make you feel interesting?
Because I didn't really understand it at first, but after doing some research on it, I realized that it meant something much deeper than the text itself.
Yeah, on first glances, it is hard to understand this poem, but it's the same for a lot of Shakespearean works. But once you really, like, think about it and dive deep into it, you can really understand where he's coming from, and it makes you understand the poem in a whole new light.
So Aiden, we've talked about how it made me feel, but how does it make you feel?
No comment.
Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown. Although his height be taken, love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ nor no man ever loved.